is Daf Ayin Dalet. We're on Ayin Gimel Beis, like a line or two from the bottom. But just to recap where we're up to. Rava had made a statement. He said, now that the Chachamim had said that if good animals get mixed up with the Chatos HaMesos or with the Sharnisko, they got mixed up with other animals that are ready to be brought as on the Mizbeach, you're not supposed to bring them. He says, if you were makir of them, they're not meratzah. The Rabbanan have that koach, and they were not meratzah. So they asked on Rav Huna from a Mishnah in Kinim, where the birds got mixed up. So if the Kohen asked, then we tell him not to do it. But if the Kohen didn't ask him when to do it, then part of, you know, whatever, two are above, so then the Ola is possible, two kasher, two below. But you see that just because they were pushed away doesn't mean that they're not going to have Ritzoy. So the Gemara gave an answer. The answer is no. It's a machlokas between our mish, between Rava and over there as to what the din is when bali chayim are nidachim, when they're pushed away. According to one man damar, bali chayim are nidachim, and therefore once they're told, that's what Rava is saying. Once they're told that you cannot be brought them, they're pushed off, and that's right. It. Or as opposed to the Mishnah Kinim is going to hold that says bali chayim are not nidchin, they're not pushed off. So at the time they're no good, but they can be brought back. Under certain circumstances. Circumstance being, the Kohen doesn't ask and does it on his own, then we'll keep the one that was done correctly, we'll make it kosher. So now the Gemara, Gemara starts on the last line, right? Not on the last line, Hare Shchutin. So now the Gemara is again asking on Rava. Hare Shchutin, the Kule Alma Nidchin. When it comes to animals that were shechted, and they became pusel after their Shchita, everyone agrees, there's no machlokes that if they became pasul from makrava, even though if they became pasul chaver at that point, even if they become, if they get rejuvenated and now can be brought, nevertheless nidchan, they're pushed off. Once they're pushed off, they're pushed off. Everyone brings their pushed off. Utnan, and then we have a Mishnah that says as follows. This is the Mishnah of Ayin Zayin. This is talking about the evarim, you know, the limbs of a behema that's a balmum, all right? That got mixed up with the limbs of olos, regular olos that are supposed to be brought on to the mizbeach. So now they got mixed together. So therefore, all of the evarim are usher to be brought onto the mizbeach because of the possibility that they're going to be bringing the pasul evarim onto the mizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar says, in, meaning before a kohen goes ahead and asks Beistin what he's supposed to do. I don't know why he's asking Beistin. He probably should know the halachas himself. But before he goes ahead and determines what the halacha is, he's karev, harosh shel echamehen, he's makrev one of the heads, then we say, yikrevu kol haroshim, then he can be makrev all of them. Because we're going to assume that the pasul one was the one that he went up and used. Because really, again, we have to remember, mita or raisa, everything is batel mirot. These are all chumas derabanan, that there's no vitel. So we're going to say that Rabbi Lazar says that anything that goes up, if one thing goes up, even if it's supposed to, if we assume that that's the one that was no good, and we can mock it with all the other ones, which is a kasha on Rava. Right? So Gemara says no. Right? Rashi says, Gemara says no. Who the Amar Kechanan HaMitzri? Rabbi Eliezer holds like Chanan HaMitzri. What's the case of Chanan HaMitzri? Again, Chanan HaMitzri, we come across a few times. There's a three-way machlokas when it comes to the two Seir and Burning Yom Kippur. Right? So they're supposed to be together at all times. The Seir Mishaleach has to be alive when you're mocking with the Shitzvay Sarah Pnimi. Question is, if the Seir Mishaleach dies at certain points along the time, you have to just bring two new ones, or you can just bring another one as a substitute. So Chanan HaMitzri Amri, the Tanya Chanan HaMitzri Omer, Chanan HaMitzri said, Afilu Dam Bakos, even if you goes all the way, even if you shechted the Seir Pnimi and you did everything, and the blood is already in the kos, and at that time the Seir Mishaleach dies, still maybe Chaveru Mizaveglo. You still, all you have to do is bring another one. You don't have to bring two more, right? Rashi points out, Afilo dam haseir nasa b'fnim b'kosh kvar nishchat in meis hamishtaleach. If the one that's supposed to be sent away dies, maybe chaveru min hashuk u'mizaveg adam. You bring another one from the shuk and you twin it up, even with just the blood there. V'lo amrina nachoel v'nidche hadam v'misas chaveru. You don't say that the blood should be pushed off with the death of the sarah mishtaleach. Not to bring two. I mean, even at that point, it doesn't get pushed off. So Rabbi Lez is always saying the same thing. He holds that these things are not pushed off. They're not pushed away. So if they're not pushed away, then if you're makriv of the rosh of one, you can be makriv of all of them. But according to Rava would hold, not like Chanan Mitzri, but hold like one of the Baal Pluktos in Yoma, and say, And that in our case, if the head, even if you makriv one, you did a mistake. You can't bring the other ones. You can't bring the other ones up. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. I'm not sure I'm supposed to say Amar Rav. Some Gershas have it. Some Gershas don't. Tabaas shel avodas chachavim. So I have a ring, right? I have a ring that is used. I guess that was used to beautify the avodah zara, and therefore it became usar. Shenis arva b'meya tabos. It got mixed up with 100 other tabos of heter. One heter again, midah raisa. It's batal barov. You know what happens though? The nafla achas mehem liyam hagadol. One of them falls. I thought you threw it. You know, b'vater isur mechachila. One of them gets lost. Falls into the Amagado, falls into the sea, and is lost. Hutru kulam. Well, the remainder now are mutter to use, they're mutter bahana. The amrinan, because we say, haftinafel, haina di sura, will be told there that the one that fell into the sea was the usher one.
So why can't you just mix them all up?
They are mixed already.
And take one.
Because you aim evat and isl chachila. That's an isser. You're not allowed to purposely be mevat fel isser. You can't go ahead and say, I have a pot of chicken soup that milk fell in. It's not 1 to 6. I can't go ahead and now pour in more chicken soup. You're not allowed to do that. Because you're not allowed to purposely create the nullification. Only if it happens in and of itself. It's called the Isser of Eim Evatlan Isser of Chachriba.
No, I mean, after that one got mixed up with 100 other rings.
Correct. You're not allowed to take one out on your own. That's forbidden to do. That is forbidden to do. This here, that's why it has to happen by itself. Again, if you have a pot of chicken soup that has milk falls into it, but it's not enough to make a batel, you can't go ahead and take more chicken soup and pour it in to nullify the milk. If it happens, that's one thing. You can't purposely do that. Eim evatlan isur lechatchila. All right. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Tabas Shavos Chachavim, Shnis Avre Mei Tabos, Benafla Achas Mehem Yam Hagadol, Hutru Kulan, Darmina Nachta Nafal Hayri Sura. So Esi Rav Rav Nachman. So Rava S Rav Nachman. How do you say this? That we're going to be told that the Isser ring as the one that fell into the sea. Our Mishnah says that if one Chatas Psula gets mixed up with all the Sherim, we say Afilu Achad Berivo, even if it's only one, right? Yamusu Kulan. They all should die. Why? But Amai, Nema Dimis Isurimis. Why don't you just wait till one dies and say that's the one? Again, you can't kill it. But maybe wait till one dies. Say Yiruachi stuff. Wait till one dies. And then, because we showed him, what do you do with the rest? Do you say that the rest, either you're mock of them, or maybe the rest, and now you can sell them, just to be careful, and sell them and take the money and buy new ones. But nevertheless, just wait till one dies, if something happens to that one. And whatever his remainder is left over, we say that just like the ring. So it's either Rav or Rabba, I'm not sure. Amalei Rav. Rabba the Amor ki Rabbi Eliezer, right? So it says like Rabbi Eliezer, Ditznan, that Rabbi Eliezer says, Im Kariv Haroshel Echad Mehen, Yikrivu Kol HaRoshen Kulan. So basically the case of the ring is going to be like Rabbi Eliezer, who said before, without the Rechanan HaMitzri, right, who said that if you're Makriv one, then you can Makriv the rest. But our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. Our Mishnah does not hold like that, I'm assuming so. Right. Let's see a second. I guess our Mishnah will hold like the Chachamim, will argue Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah later on, and they say that you're not going to be Mekel and be told and assume that the one that went up was the Usher one, therefore every remainder is good. So therefore, that they're going to be the time of our Mishnah says they all die. You can't just wait for one to die and then assume. And they will also argue against on the case of Avodah Zarah, and they won't be told. They won't say that one ring falls in. Then now you can assume that was the Isser one, and the rest are permitted. The Gemara says, now they're going to ask more. But Ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Hitir Rabbi Eliezer El Shnayim Shnayim. We'll see later on that. How can you say that this goes according to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says that the only time they were matir these heads to go on to the Mizbeach was if you did two at a time. If you did two at a time, then you can matir the rest, because you can assume that at least one of them what went up was valid, was kosher. So you only can put up each time you matir, in other words, you put one head up, and then you can assume the rest are kosher. But you only can assume the rest are kosher if you matir two at a time. Because then at least you could be certain that one of them, for sure,
it's a 50-50 chance.
Right. Well, one of them for sure. There's a 100% chance that one of them is kosher.
But it's a 50% chance that one.
Fine. So fine. But you only could do it two at a time. So how can you say here? How can you say here that it's like that? So I'm a low. I hear you. No, put up one head, that's what happened. Then now the remainder are all mutter. The remainder are all mutter with a caveat that when you do the remainder, you have to do two at a time. That's what I think it says. Right? Elishnaim Shnaim. Aval Echad Echad, lo. He's not matir. Because even one, because one is a suffix that for sure the only an Isser went up. So therefore, but Rav here was matir to Nenev from the rings, seemingly, right? It's a famous word, seemingly, one at a time. So Amarleh, so Rav Nachman says back to Rav, Ananami Tartakamina. No, I said also that he could only get Hana if he uses two rings at a time. He's not allowed to use one ring at a time. You know, he's got to get glitched up and use two rings at a time. He can't just put one ring on. Okay. Fine.
Sells them, he has to sell
two at a time. Correct. Fine. Continuing with the mixtures of Avodah Zarah stuff. So again, Gersa, I'm not sure if it's Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, or just Amar Rav. Taba'a shel Avodas Chachavim. So you have a ring of that was used for Avodah Zarah, shenis arva b'meya tabos, that got mixed up with 100 other rings. So now all of them are asur midrabanan, like we said before, because of chumra of Avodah Zarah, they're all asur midrabanan. Upershu arboim l'makom echad, v'shishim l'makom acher. However it happened, 40 ended up in one spot, 60 in another spot. So again, we always say that, we usually say that the ring is going to stay with the majority. That's where it's going to be. Nothing pulled out, but that's what happened. So the Mishnah, the Brisa seems, or a Rav seems, says, Parsha Echad Me'arbayim. If then one from the 40 falls out, right, into Heter, right? So again, we had one ring of Isser falls into 100. I'm just doing for myself. 40 separate here, 60 separate here. One from this 40 then falls into a mixture of good of kosher rings. Right? So Parsha Echad Me'arbayim, Ein and Oseres. So that group where the ring from the 40, where the one from 40 fell in, that doesn't make that group Aser. Echa Mishishim Oseres. But if one from the 60 falls into the group, it becomes Aser. So Gemara says, wait a second. Maishna Achas Meyabarim. Why do you say that if the one from the 40 falls into another mixture, it doesn't make that new mixture Aser? Delo Arminan is Delo, Maishna Achas Meyabarim Delo, thank you. The Arminan Isura Birupa. We say that the Isser still stays in where the Rove is. So too, Achas Mishishim, Nami Arminan, Isir Beruba, you say. So too, when the one falls into 60, yeah, you're telling me that the Isser ring is still within the 60, but this one fell out from the 60, which is opposite what we said before. Before we said one falls out, we assume it's the Isser one. Here he's saying one falls out, say that the Isser is still in the Rove. So why should it make a difference if one from the 40 gets mixed with others, or one from the 60 gets mixed with others? Still assume that the Isser is with those other 59 that are left. So the Gemara says, no, Ella, so you're right. Ella, we have to say, Im Persha Arbaim Kula Lamakum Echad Ein Osros. Shishi Lamakum Echad Osros. What happens is, no, you have the 100 together. Inside the 100 is one at one Usser. If 40 fall out and get mixed with another group, that new group is not Usser. Because we assume that the Isser is still left with the 60, which is the majority. If 60 fall out into another group, that new group is Usser, because we're assuming that the Isser is still there within the 60.
So what if it's 50-50?
It's not, it's 60-40.
Well,
let's say example of 50-50, then you don't
know. So you don't have Rove. Ki Amriti Kameh de Shmuel. So when we said this halach in front of Shmuel, he argued. Amar Li, he said to me, Hanach Avodah Zarah, don't hack me with Avodah Zarah. Shesveka, because Safek Avodah Zarah is Aser. Usvek Sveka, Asura, Atsof HaOlam. Svek Sveka. All the way through Avodah Zarah is Chamor, and it's going to be Aser. The Rabbanan, it's going to be Aser, but since it's the Chumra Avodah Zarah, we make it that it's going to be Aser. Fine.
So now we're saying that the whole 100 are Aser? You don't have to split 60-40? The whole 100 is Aser?
The whole 100 was definitely Usser. The question that we had is when split. So according to Shmuel, if 40, it seems to be according to Shmuel, if that 40 that fell out into another group, it would still be Usser. Because we say Suffolk, Svek, Sveko, all these fake, and it's still going to say that it's Usser when it comes to Avodah Zarah.
You argue in that case with the ring falling into the ocean. The rest, the majority.
I think so.
You say it's say would not be okay.
I think the previous case also argued with it because, well, no, maybe not because we changed it. Right? Does Rashi say that? Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before they get water on the bottom. He says, Hanach lavos echavim ilahakel besvek sveka kshari shurin. They're not going to be makel by what was already in my svek sveka. Vafilu pershu arboi melkom echad asuros. He says, even the 40 becomes also. He doesn't go back to the other case. But he just talks about this case. Okay. So now we're going to ask on Shmuel. Right? Shmuel says that svek sveka is not asur, when it comes to Vodazara. So mesve, yes, from a braisa. Safik avodas chachavim asura. If there's a safik, where do the avodas zara's asur? If the avodas zara is there, that safik is asur. Usvek svek muteres. But a svek svek is going to be muter, which is clear against Shmuel. What's the case? Ketzad. Kos shel avodas chachavim. So I have a cup that was used for avodas zara. Maybe it was used to pour. Whatever it was kos that was used for avodas zara. Shenafal la otzer malei kosos. It fell into the storage filled with cups. They all looked. All the grails look the same. All right? You have to choose wisely. They all fell into the same, and they look the same. You can't tell. Right? Shenafo la'otzer malei kosos. Kulan asurim. They are all asur, because on each and every kos, we have a suffix as to whether or not that's the kos of Avodah Zarah. But, perush echa mehem liribo. Let's say one from that kos fell into another big group. Let's say 10,000, ribos 10,000, to 10,000 other kosos. And then it says, ume ribo liribo. And then that coast fell to, and then one coast from that 10,000 fell into another 10,000. That goes back to the same machlokas we've had before between Rashi and Benatam as to where they say acheros or acheros b'acheros. I like learning. So we learn, usually, I know the halacha is we learn like Rashi. Personally, I find Rabbeinu Tam's sheet to be easier for me just to follow along in the Gemara. I'm not saying it's correct or more correct or not. So we're going to see that the second ribo l'ribo is not necessary, right? Toso says right away, perish echa mehem l'ribo miribo l'ribo mutarim. Look at the last Toso says lo itzdrich miribo l'ribo. You don't have to say Meribo Ribo. It's not necessary for a case. At the bottom line, he says, a kutchas lo pirus kain. Just so you know, the Rashi holds that you do need the Meribo Ribo. But, so just in our case, just say it's one falls out, one falls into a bunch of cups, that's a suffix, and therefore all the cups there are usser. One from that oser falls into another group, we say that that's mutter, because it's svek sveka. A, it's a suffix whether or not the one that was usher fell into this group, and the one that we're taking to the group was a suffix, so it's a select sveka, a dual-layered suffix. So that's kashan shmuel. Right, the shmuel said, svek sveka avodah zarah is usher. And here we have svek sveka being mutter. Right? So the Gemara says, no, alright, tanayi, it's a machlokas tanayim about svek sveka by avodah zarah. Shmuel is going to hold like the Tanu says that Svek Sveka is Aser. And this Mishnah is good as Brysa is going according to Mandam and says Svek Sveka is Mutter of Ozara. Desanya, we have the following Brysa. Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Huda says, Rimone Badan. So I have the pomegranates of Badan, of Orlor, of Truma. Again, those were one of the six things that were listed, I think, 2 days ago that are so chashiv that are not Patel Barov. So the Rimone Badan, Osrin Bekoshehu. Like we said, they osir tarovis bekolshu. Any small, minute amount, the whole thing is usir, because they do not have bittel associated with them. Ketzad, what would be the case? Nafal echad mehen. So one of these rimonim fell, litoch ribu, into 10,000 other rimoni badan that are heter. And then it says again, and after that, ubiribo liribo. And another 10, then fell into another 10,000, when, again, the same achlokas, but you need that last mixture. Asurin, we say it's Asur, even though the second riboy is a svek sveka on each rimon. Suffek that that's the rimon that fell from the first part of time into it, and the suffek whether or not that riboy, that's the rimon that fell into the second 10,000. So it's a svek sveka. So we say that it's a mutter. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, if it fell into a riboy, right, it initially falls into a riboy, it's Asurin. But umiribo l'shlosha, if it falls out from that 10,000 into another bunch, into three, or umishlosh l'makom acher, from that three somewhere else, it's mutter to be nehneh, because that became a svek sveka. So in this case, by the svek sveka, we're not going to say it's usher. So I guess it was my focus here, by the rimone badan, whether svek sveka is usher, svek sveka is mutter. So Shmuel, the Amar, Shmuel who says, leave over Avodah Zarah, that Svek Sveka is Asar, he's mashma, that only by avodah zara you can't be mekel, but by other isurim you can be mekel. Kiman, who does he hold like? Ikar Rabbi Yehuda, if like Rabbi Yehuda who said that svek sveka by the rimoni badon are aser, then Rabbi Yehuda says afilu b'shvar dvarim aser. That Rabbi Yehuda says a svek sveka is even by other items it's aser. So Shmuel can't hold like that because Shmuel seems to be holding only avodah zara. The Ikar Rabbi Shimon. And if it's like Rabbi Shimon who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and he's matir svek sveka by other Asurim, well then, afilu b'avodah zara namishari. Maybe you would say that he just says svek sveka is mutter. So who is Shmuel holding like? The chitema shani lar Rabbi Shimon, b'avodah zara shari surim. Well, maybe Rabbi Shimon just says svek sveka is mutter by shari surim, but by avodah zara, it's not mutter, and that's who Shmuel can hang on to. So then, if that's the case, elahad tanya, then the braisa that said before, Safek Vodachov Masura, Svek Sveka Muteres, that Svek Sveka we Mutter, who holds that? Who's going to be that Brysa that was Matir Svek Sveka Vodazara? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda was saying he says Svek Sveka is Aser, even by Shari Surim. And now you're saying that Rabbi Shimon, you're saying that Svek Sveka is going to be Aser. But we have a Brysa that says it's by Vodazara. We have a Brysa that says Svek Sveka is Mutter. So he says, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon. So who could it be? Just know the Olam Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon again, who's matir svek sveka both by Isuri Hana and Avoda Kochavim. And Shmuel, Savala ki Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, Upalagi Bechada. So that Brysa who says that svek sveka is mutter, that goes with Rabbi Shimon. Always going to hold svek sveka is mutter. Shmuel, who says svek sveka only by Avoda Zara is usher, is a holy like Rabbi Yehuda, but only one. He's a holy Rabbi Yehuda in one and argue in the other. He's a holy Rabbi Yehuda that Svek Svek by Avodah Zara is Aser, but he's not a holy Rabbi Yehuda that Svek Svek by Shari Surim is Aser. By Shari Surim, he's just saying it's Mutter, because Shmuel only said his statement by Avodah Zara. So, Amar Mar.
Can you explain how it's a Svek Svek again? Is it like the classic Svek Svek?
Yeah, so one falls, so it falls into here, and then falls, and then from here falls into here, from here, basically into here. So when it falls in, Suffolk, the one that fell into here is the Aser, and again, Suffolk, then when it falls into here, when it falls into the first group, there's a suffix on each and every one. That's one suffix. When it falls into the next group, so I've added another suffix to it.
Maybe it's the exact same.
Maybe, but I have to jump two rings in order to assume that's the one, the original ring. Okay. Amamar. So now we're going to learn on what I think is going back to right to Rabbi Shimon. Right. So Rabbi Shimon said, again, the case was if one of the rimonim of the badam, which by themselves can't become batel, falls into a ribui, with 10,000. So that's the first mixture, and therefore it's all usher. And then, from that first mixture, it falls into another group of three, the shlosher rimonim. And then from that group of three, it falls into another, or the shlosher, the makam afer, mutter. You can eat either the third mixture or the second mixture, you can eat it. The question Gemara asks is going to say, Maishna Shlosha, why do I need to say the words three? What do I need three for? If the whole reason is all you need is rove, is to mivatle, because it's Svek Sveka, you only need the rove, I don't want you anything. Just use two.
Because it's three steps removed.
Yeah, but why does it have to fall into three? It's fall into two. One to two, two still is mivatle, because it's rove. What do I need three? It's more of a saying, you know? Right. So he says, Maishna Shlosha, the Ikarupa, because it has rove. Why are you worried about this? Shnayim Nami. Maybe that was the case. Shnayim too, the Ikaruba. So the Gemara says, no, my shlosh the katani. This is maybe what you were getting at. The tartivu. Shlosh means two plus it. But that doesn't sound what the Brisa is saying, because the Brisa says, fell to three. Okay. So then the Gemara says, the Ibais Ema. The question to have Ibais Ema here, that's a major machlok we've shown him, and Rashi brings down two shitas, is what is this Ibais Ema going on? The Ibais Ema can be going on two things. It can be answering what we just said now, this is what Tosos holds, that is why it says three as opposed to two. Or the Ibais Ema could be going back to before, when we tried to figure out who would Shmuel hold like. And we said Shmuel held like Rabbi Yehuda in one instance and not like Rabbi Yehuda in another instance. Ibais Ema, Shmuel who says that Svek Svek by Avodah Zarah is Usser, not anywhere else, is holding like Rebbe Eliezer. And that's how Rashi learns. So let's first learn like Rashi, and then we'll see if we can figure out how to learn the other way. So the Ibais Ema Savalak Rabbi Lezer. Let's look at Rashi, second line. Shmuel, right away. Shmuel the Amar, Svek Sveka, the Avodah Zarah Chavim Aser, the Amar Rabbi Lezer. He holds like Rabbi Lezer, as the following. The Tnan, and right away we're going to pick up a question that Tosos says. The Tnan, at least we should, the Masechet Avodah Zarah, says the Masechet Avodah Zarah, Notel Heimena Itzim Asurin Bahana. So you took, I guess, these wood of Avodah Zarah, yes, right? You have this oven that is used, you fire it up with Itzim Vashera. Right? So Hisik Behemes Atanor, Chadosh Yutatz, Yoshon Yotzan. If you've used it to warm up the oven, so the oven, if it's a new oven, you got to break it. If it's an old oven, you got to let it cool down. Afa boas hapas, if you bake bread in it, asura bahana, that bread is asur bahana, because it's getting the benefit from the avodah zarah. Nisaro v'acheros, if it then fell into acheros, like acheros v'acheros, asura bahana, it's asur bahana, and Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yolich Hanol Yamamelech. Where Levitz says you can sort of be potent. You just take a piece of you take one of it, throw it into the Yamamelech, and I guess you get rid of it. Rabbi Lezer, Yolich Hanol Yamamelech. Alma Isle the Rabbi Lezer Svek Svek of Osuchavim. You see that Rabbi Lezer holds that Svek Svek is Usser because he's concerned and making you throw away the piece of Avodah Zarah. Midiktani Vacheris Vacheris. As it talks like Rashi says, it fell Acheris to Acheris as a Svek Svek of, and yet Rabbi Lezer says you have to get rid of it. Tosa says, what are you talking about? So why don't you hold Rabbi Lezer? Chachamim also said it's aser. Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is whether or not you can redeem that of Avodah Zarah, but they both hold it's aser. That's one of Tosa's kashas. So how could that Ibai's aim go like Rabbi Lezer about Shmuel? Shmuel could be hold like the Chachamim there as well. Tosa, that's another kasha. Why are you giving bringing the Ibai's aima now after you interjected another piece of Gemara? If it's going to answer Shmuel, it should have been brought over there. Well, that's why he goes according to Rashi's second shita. And Rashi's second shita is Lishnachrina, Sava Kerabi Lezer, Arav Shimon Kai. It's going Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Miribu Legimel. Has to fall from 1 into 3. And we say, why? It should just 1 into 2 would be okay. Vitircha Maishlosh, the Gatani, Trevahu, Vibaisema, Gimel Dafka. You need 2. You need 3. Why do you need 3? Because Rabbi Lezer is the one who said, when you want to get enough from something, you have to use 2 at a time. So the only way you have used 2 at a time is you have 2 left over. If it fell to 2, they have to use 2. There's only 1 against it. It's not batel. So you have to have 2. Right? That's the machlokas. Rashi likes the first shot. Tosos likes the second shot. Okay.
So is it dafka from the rebo to 3? How about from 3 to 3?
Well, the case was it fell from the rebo into the 3.
But does it be because falling into 3 and then 3 into 3? Was that be 10?
Probably, but the reason why they used the 10,000 is saying that for that first case, even if it fell to 10,000, it's still usher in that first case. Okay, so now, we brought down before the Chiddush of Rav Nachman, who said that when the ring of Avodah Zarah got mixed up with 100 tabos that were mutter, then they were aser, and then one of them fell into the Yama Gadol, he said all of them are mutter, because Rav Nachman said the name of Rav, now we're going to be told that the one that fell into the Yam was the aser one, and the remainder is the mutter ones. So Amar Reish Lakish, similar case, Chavis, so you have a closed barrel of wine, Shel Truma, Shenis arva b'meya chavios, that fell into another 100 of heter. We said that this is one of again the 6 things that are not batal because they're chashuv. V'nafla achas me'li yamamelech, and then one of them I guess falls or spills into the yamamelech. Hutru kulan, all of the remainder barrels are mutter. Da aminon hach de nafal di sur nafal. We said the one that fell in was the issur one. So we're asking why do you both cases? That's the same case. Rav Nachman, your case is the same case as Rish Lakish. Your case is the same case of Rav Nachman. Why do you need both? V'itzrich the Rav Nachman, v'itzrich Reish Lakish. I need both cases because obviously we would have thought otherwise in the case. The imi the Rav Nachman. If we just had Rav Nachman's case, the fact that we could be told on the one that fell in was the one that's usher, we'd have said hani mili is only dafka by avodah zarah. The ein la matirin, because there's nothing you can do. There's no way to be matir the avodah zarah. So therefore, let's be makel for it in this instance. Aval truma the yesh la matirin. When it comes to the truma, there's a way to deal with this. Take the 100 barrels, sell it to a kohen. Now, granted, you'll get a depressed price, but there's a way that all these barrels can be drunk. Now, you have one barrel of truma that fell into 100 barrels of non-truma. Who can drink all this? A kohen can drink all of it. Bring it to a kiddush, and it'll be gone in no time. Kiddush or kohanim. It'll be gone in no time. So therefore, maybe it won't be mako. So you say, right? About truma, the yesh matir in lo. So therefore, I had to have this both the second case of truma. The idim in Reish Lakish, if we just had the case of truma, Hava Amino, I would have said, Chavis de Mintgra Nefilosa. A Chavis case a battle case, it's nothing to do with the tumor or not, but it'd be a battle case where you can recognize that it's missing, that's when we can say you'll be tolit. But aval tabas, the lo mitgar in the filasa, but a ring case where it's not going to be so recognizable that one ring, it's so small, fell out, lo, we're not going to be matir than that the rest, because somebody sees you, somebody might know that the ring fell in, but you have, he has no idea that the barrel fell out, so therefore we need that case to say, even in that case, you would be matir the remainder, tzrichi. If what?
In terms of not getting enough from the Eima Matirin, because you're not, it's us or what, could you gift it to the guy and then he sells it back to
you? No. I don't believe you can. First, you can't give the guy the present name.
And
okay. The guy can't do it, you can't be, what, so what? It's still a Avodah Zarah.
Right, but you're not getting enough because you're gifting it to him, so therefore he gets it, you don't get anything out of it, and then he sells it back to you.
Right, but then it's still a Avodah Zarah in there. What does that do for you? When you get it back, it's still a Avodah Zarah. I don't know about the gift part, but when you get it back, there's still an Avodah Zarah ring in there. The mixture still contains a ring of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, I think. I'm a Rabba. Right, I think it's, I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but even so, I think when you get it back, you're still getting back a mixture. So I'm a Rabba. Rabba says, Lo hiter Reish Lachich. No, Rabba basically argues on this whole Tzrichusa. He says, Reish Lachich was only Matir, Ela Bechavis, only matter when it came to the barrel, because you can recognize that it's missing. About te'ena, but let's say one fig of truma fell into like 100 or 99 other figs of truma, and they're all usher, and then one fig then fell into the amagadol, lo, he would not matter the tarobus, because you can't recognize it. It's not recognizable. So comes Rav Yosef, which I think is good logic, he says, wait a second, afilu te'ena, can the filasa kachal yosa? How do you know it fell in? The same way that you knew it fell in, you know it fell out.
Right?
So what's the difference? Small or not? You only knew that it's usher because you knew it fell in. So just like you knew it fell in.
I think it's a very funny argument. You know it, how you know it?
Yeah.
1,000 barrels, you notice one's missing, maybe you don't know if one's
missing. So that's the thing. So it's big or small. So that's, I think that's what Rav Yosef is saying. I think Rav Yosef is making a lot of sense. The same way you know it got mixed together, you know it got unmixed. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Okay, Rabbi Lazar says, Chavis shel truma. So I have a barrel of wine of truma. Shenis arva, I think the Gersa is. Shenis arva b'meya chavios. Right, not you got mixed together with another 100 barrels. He says, poseach achas mehen, open up one of them, v'notel heimena kimei dimua v'shosa. Which is interesting. Maybe I thought this is where you're going. I think he's saying is that, open up one of the barrels, and take from that barrel the shear of whatever it is, I think one of 100, the share of truma, and put it aside, vishosa, and drink it. Right, that's what Rashi says.
The rest of it.
Yeah, the rest of it. Rashi says, it's smack in the middle, but towards the bottom of the wide lines, but of the short lines, smack in the middle of Rashi. Poseach echa mehen, the kevan de niftecha, once it's open, yesh la bitel, I guess it's no longer dabar chashav, and it's considered batel. Hilkach notel heimena made kidei dimua, take out whatever the demai that's mixed together, which is achas mimeva achas sheva, 1/100th from it, the ha achas nitzavra bekuf, and then you can drink it. So I don't know why you can do that, because so Mara says, Yosef Rav Dimi, v'amar le lahay shmaita, amar le Rav Nachman, gama v'shesi kachazina hacha, seems to be, he says basically, Rav says, di'im kein de posef hachila, if you can do this the chachila, why is the chavis considered a case that you can't, that something becomes batal? I think his question is, you can't go ahead and do that and be mevatel it by purposely. Right. What?
He's not saying that.
Right, but I think that's the gist. So the Gemara says, right, you don't do it lechachila, ele ema niftecha achas mehen, notel hemenika deidi muvishosa. If one of them happened to open up, then, since that's a lower cost, you can take from there and then be mevatalit, and then the rest become mutter. Only if it happens, not if you do it yourself. Amar Rav Oshia, chavis shel truma shenis arva b'meya v'chamishim chavios. Okay, so now it's not 1 in 100; it's 1 in 150. V'niftechu meya mehen, and 100 of them opened up. Okay, notel mehen kimei dimua v'shose. You take the demua out from each one of those barrels, and you can drink the remainder in each of those barrels. The shar asurin acha yifatzchu, and the remainder are usur until they bust open. Because we're not going to say that they, you're not going to say that you got that one of the 100 that opened is one that had the demai in it. V'lo amrinan isur berubo isa. And we don't say that the isur is in the rove, which is I think goes against what we said before. We said before the old Kolika Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that we assume that the ring that everything is in the rove. They split with the 40 and the 60. That was the case where we assume that the isur stayed with the rove. So here we're not going to say the isur stayed with the rove because 100 of them opened. If you assume the isur stayed with the rove, you see we assume that we got the one that was usur. And a remainder of 50 should be mutter without even opening. He says, no, you have to wait till they open. He says, my focus. Okay.
This doesn't make a lot of sense because this is not a tarog. This is not something that fell and mixed into one barrel. It's one right. Barrel of truma and another one.
But they're indistinguishable from each other, so that's a mixture.
If you take a little bit out, I don't know how that's accomplished. It made more sense if you take an entire barrel out.
No, because you can't take a barrel out because you can't be mivatel isur hachila.
Right.
You can't purposely take it out. We don't know which one is which. So you can't. If you have an issue, you can't purposely mivatel it. So it has to. So that's why that was the kasha, the case. So a barrel opens. So now it's not something that's chashuv. So take out the amount from that barrel, and that barrel becomes mutter. Because at least that, now it happened by itself. So just fix it. But to go ahead and do it lechatila, you can't do that. You can't pour. Like I said before, you can't pour more chicken soup into the mixture to make sure that it overwhelms the milk. You can't do that. If more chicken soup falls in, or someone comes and does it without realizing, then it becomes batel. Okay, next part of the Mishnah was the Roveya, the Nirba, the Muksa, the Neva, the Esnan, the Mechir, the Kalayim, the Trefa, the Yotzeh Dofen, all those that were mixed in with Zvachim Kesherim. We don't see that they are dying. In that case, those cases, we say Yiru Kula Machi Yustavu, they all have to graze until they get a mum, I guess, and then you sell them, and with the money you bring new karbanos. So the Gemara says, and I'm talking about this mixture. Okay, all of them bishlama kulu lo yadia. I can understand that there's a mixture because there's no physical act, anything physical that's attributable to these animals that can distinguish between the good animals and the bad animals, right? Bishma kulu lo yadi. Ela hai treifa hechidami. But a treifa has to have a physical attribute. So how do you know that the treifa got mixed in? In your DLA, you had to know which the treifa was to begin with. So if you know which the treifa animal is that got mixed in, so you know which the treifa animal is, and take it out. It's not a mixture. In your DLA, hechidami. In your DLA, lei sev lishpe. Go take it out. Vilo yodile. And if you didn't know which the treifa one is, minayon diyarek. How do you know you have a mixture of treifa here to begin with? What's going on? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Hakav by Eskinon, we're dealing with over here. Yes, you're not going to like this. Go on the Arev, that way I move off of your question to start. Hi, Hakav by Eskinon, go on the Arev, Nikuvas Hakots, Bidrusa Ze'ev. You're talking about a mixture where most of the animals have some sort of like a splinter, which looks like a hole in the back of the animal, and the other one has a puncture wound from a fox. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Drusha Se'ev, third wine, Trefa Vnesha Aras Sofar, Velo Yod Debe Nekuva LeDrusha. The Gemara assumes that when the fox stabs them, there's some sort of poison, and that's going to go in. But the wound itself is indistinguishable between that wound and the non-trefa wounds. And the thorn or the splinter that went in. So that's answer number one. Reish Lakish Amar Kigon Di'i Arev Bin Nefula. It got mixed up with a Nefula, with an animal that fell off the roof. What is that? Look at Rashi, fourth wide line. Nefula Min Hagag. It fell off the roof. The Eino Yechol Elamo, and at this moment in time it can't stand. Safek Trefahi. It's a Safek Trefa right now. The imshachta kotem shahasame eis la'eis, if you shechted it before 24 hours passed from when it fell, trefa, mishur misuki yavarim, it's considered a trefa because it rattled the bones, I guess. Vafilu bedaka, right, velo matzaba nekuvas rei, even if you butka, you checked it afterwards, velo matzaba nekuvas reyo meyayim, velo psukas chota shidra, vishum simen trefas, even if you didn't find anything when you checked it later, nevertheless, if you shechted it within 24 hours after it fell off the roof, it's usher. The imshasa me'eslays, but if you waited 24 hours, v'shachta, you shechted it, tricha bedika mikol simoni trefus. You have to check it, and once you check it, it's fine. The kevan, the itchazik was suffic trefus, and since it's a suffic trefa, So what happened was, is this fell off the roof, he waited 24 hours, it got mixed in. So now this thing is a Suffolk trefoil that got mixed in. But you can't tell anything. The only way you could know is if you if you check. Sorry?
The other ones can stand.
What?
The other ones can stand.
So the Gemara says, Nefula Nami Livdika. So check it. So check it. So Gemara, so it says, Kasavar, which Lakish holds, Amda Tzricha Me'eslais. Even if it stood up, it still requires checking after 24 hours. So you can't do this, so it's 24 hours after it fell, right, after it fell, and now all of them are walking around. Reish Lakish is going to hold it, even if they're all walking around, that one that fell off, when you shefted it, you still would be required to check it inside. And if you have to be required to check it, you can't bring that into the Beis HaMikdash. And so he says, Kasavra amda tzricha me'es leis, halcha tzricha bedika. And if it walked, you still need to check it. Okay, so if it fell off the roof, if it just stood up, you still have to wait 24 hours. And even if you're walking after 24 hours, it still has to be checked. Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah says, the case is, kagon di'i'ore b'vla trefa. What happens here is what got mixed up. What got mixed up was not a regular trefa. It's the offspring of a trefa. The trefa gave birth. The trefa gave birth. And Rabbi Lezer, the Amar, v'la trefa lo yikol gavaz be'ech. A v'la trefa is also usher. So there it's indistinguishable. So the Gemara says, okay, kula k'rav yani lo amri. The other two don't hold like Rav Yanai because they hold like Yossi, who says Benikubas Achos and Drusazev made the other. You can tell the difference between a splinter and a claw mark from the fox. High Mashiach and high Ugly. Says one's long, one's round. I think you can tell. One's a wound, one's a... You can tell the difference. All right. Kiresh Lakish Lo Amri. They don't hold like Reish Lakish about this thing about, you know, that fell off the roof. The Kasavri, because they also held like Yossi. Amda Enet Shvichem Eis Leis Holcha Enet Shvichem Bedika. If it stands up, you don't have to wait 24 hours. If it walks, you're good to go. So if it's walking around the Eder, you can just check. Just make sure everything's walking, and you're good to go. If it's not walking, you know that's the one. Rav Yirmiyah lo amri, Rav Yirmiyah lo amri, they don't hold like Rav Yirmiyah, because Rabbi Lezer lo mokmi, they don't hold like Rabbi Lezer, they say a vlat trefa would be kosher, and therefore if a vlat trefa fell in, it would not be considered a mixture. Okay? We'll stop here. Can I... The nine of the Kashi Omer, 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 the Kashi Om